Good evening, everyone. How y'all doing tonight? All right. Steve's doing good. Well, let's get ready to worship here a little bit. Coming on this Wednesday night. Jesus, we thank you that you're always here. You never leave us or forsake us, Father. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, your companionship, and we just worship you now as we sing this song.
Amen. Light of the world, you step down into darkness. You open my eyes.
Guatemala team come up here in just a minute and share. While they're getting ready, why don't you all just greet each other and you can either do a handshake or a high five or a hug. So just do what you feel like. All right, here we go. I'll come sit over here. All right, so we're going to share a little bit about our mission trip we just took to Guatemala. It was an awesome trip. I'd like to thank all of you for all the prayers and support. Thank you, Grace House, for being so mission-minded. That's a really big part of our DNA as a church family. And I'd also like to thank Mark and Robin. Why don't you raise your hand if you've been to Guatemala? All right, that's a pretty good bit. All right, how many of you had an awesome time in Guatemala? Look, 100%. So it's a really great trip. Mark and Robin do an excellent job of hosting teams as they come in. They make excellent use of your time while you're there. They give you a lot of stuff to do and where we can make a big impact on the people in Guatemala. But it's also, Mark really focuses on ministering to the teams while you're there also. So it's just a really awesome trip. We had a fun time, especially on the traveling there and back. That was, some of you may have heard the stories. It was pretty eventful. But we're going to start off. I'm going to let Lexi share, and then she's going to go back and help with the kids. So here you go, Lexi.
All right, well, since I'm the first one I get to tell you about our travel experience real fast, in case you haven't heard the story. So on our way to Guatemala, so we fly into Guatemala City. We get there, and we're supposed to take a bus to our hotel in Jalapa. And we get there. Mark picks us up. We're on the bus. And what was supposed to be 30 minutes to get supper turned into 2 hours because of the traffic. And that was no big deal compared to what happened next, because then we got to supper, we ate, had a good time, we left, and we get 20 minutes from our hotel, and there is a landslide. Like, there's rocks all over the road, and so we have to turn around and go back the other way. So our bus ride turned into a 12-hour bus ride. So I don't say that to discourage you from going to Guatemala, but I do say that as a, when you go to the mission field, you have to be on your toes. And I want to brag on the team, because I think we did a really good job in between sleeping, getting together and having a fun time. We sang songs, and we just made the best of it. But I think that's just kind of a reminder to really put your faith in God. And, you know, your plans don't always look like His plans. And His plans are better. And we believe that we were protected from going that way, from maybe another landslide. So, but anyways, I got a little picture up here to show. And this little friend is Axel. I went and interned with Mark and Robin in 2022, which means I stayed with them on their mission space for 2 months over the summer. And I made this little friend. We saw him I mean, constantly over in Sukinai, which is where they have their after-school program, and he lived right on the other side of it, and so I got to see him all the time, and we took pictures and laughed, and, you know, I couldn't understand anything he said. He didn't understand anything I said, but we just laughed and had a good time, and so I had just prayed on the way to Guatemala in the months following, or the months before, that God would just bring him over to the after-school program because I wanted to see him again. You know, that was my little friend. And so we have our whole trip, and the last few days we end up over in Sukinai. And the after-school program is gated off. And as soon as we get off the bus and walk through the gate, there he is on the other side. And I was so excited, and I ran over to him, and I called his name, and, you know, I told him my name, and I was like, do you want to come over here? And he runs from his house all the way around, which he has to go down to the road and up the hill and over, and, you know, and he comes over, and he starts kind of acting a little shy, you know, but he's got this big, huge smile on his face. And so I gave him a hug, and I thought it was special already. And then I end up telling Mark that, hey, I saw Axel, and I was so excited because I've been praying to see him, you know. And Mark says, well, you know, the last time we were here, we didn't see him for 2 months. And he's usually there every single day. And so I thought, wow, how special that, you know, it might sound silly, but, you know, that was a desire of mine to see Axel again. And for them to not see him for 2 months, and then I get there and he's waiting on the other side of the fence. And so that was just a little testimony to me of how God really does hear your prayers and he really does love you. You really are his child. And he's a good daddy God and he'll do that for you. So that's all I've got. But
all right, here's my son Charlie. I got blessed to go with my two oldest kids, so they're going to speak here for just a second.
My name's Charlie, and I'm 11 years old. I just got back from my second mission trip. It was really fun. What I really liked was playing with the kids there and going to their villages. So we played soccer and basketball a lot, and that was really fun. And, yeah.
I forgot I'm supposed to go next. Okay. Sorry. All right. So we did a lot of different activities. We did door-to-door ministry. We did children's activities. We did clothes giveaways. We went to churches. But I chose a couple pictures to share where we did the door-to-door ministry. This is just a picture of one of the houses we went to. And a lot of the houses they live in are pretty rough conditions. They're just little shacks or huts, dirt floors, and no electricity or anything. But every time we went somewhere like this, the family would just pull out all the chairs they had because it was really important for them to have chairs for you to sit down in. So we picked up real fast that it would almost be like disrespectful if you didn't sit down in the chair and hang out for a second. But this family in particular was really open to prayer. And a lot of the people we prayed for wanted just prayer, general prayer for their family. But the one I want to talk about the most is this picture right here. This was towards the end of our door-to-door ministry time. We were kind of making a big circle back to the base camp there in Sukinai. And we saw this guy standing up there in his yard. And in door-to-door ministry, we're split up in teams, like four or five or six people on teams. And we have an intern that works with Mark and Robin. We also have an interpreter. So the interpreter helps start the conversation with the people, and we kind of see who they are, what they got going on, and if we can pray for them, and we hand out rice and beans. Mark says a lot of times the rice giveaway is kind of your open door into your ministry time. But this guy was standing up in the yard, and we were down in the road. And we asked if we could come up there, and he said, sure, but we'd have to walk way around. So we decided, well, we can pray for you down here in the road. And he started talking to our interpreter, and you could just hear a lot of pain in his voice. He was struggling with a lot of rejection from some of the experiences he'd had with his family and his wife and kids. He was living there in his brother's house. He had lost, his wife had left him. He had lost all his land and possessions. And as you talked to him, you could just really hear the sadness. And as I got ready to pray for him, I just felt like, well, I don't feel like we should stand down here in the road and pray for this guy. So I climbed up the hill and reached through the fence there. But the neat thing about this guy in particular is you hear the phrase, it's a small world. And that was kind of, we actually had a pretty surprising connection when he was talking. He said the word Florence. And so I was like, is he talking about Florence, Alabama? And she's like, yeah. And I don't think the interpreter, maybe she didn't even realize we were from Florence. I said, well, that's where we're from. We're from Florence. And some of us on the team that were talking to this guy, we were saying, you know, we don't think it's any coincidence that we're here to talk to you, and we're from Florence, and you've been to Florence. He was actually in jail in Florence. And he said that a lot of pastors that came and ministered to him when he was in Florence. And his name was Eddie. So I said, well, my dad's a pastor from Florence, and his name is Eddie. And we were just able to minister and pray for him. And I wanted to share this guy's picture because I want to tell you his name's Eddie. And I tried to lead him through some forgiveness and just minister to him. But I was going to ask for you all to join with me as we continue to pray for this guy. His name's Eddie, and that he would just experience the Father's love. He said he'd been in the worship teams in church before, but it's been a long time ago, and just continue to pray for him to get some breakthrough. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Audrey. I am 14 years old, and this year I went on my second mission trip to Guatemala, and it was an amazing trip. I'm very thankful I got to go back. But I wanted to share, well, I didn't see as many miracles or healings as I did last year or as some of the other people saw in our group. I did see God's love, and I felt God's love in a way that I haven't in a very long time. And I think that is much more important than any kind of physical healing. And I wanted to say that when I came back to America after I had come back from Guatemala last year, I've kind of forgotten what it is like to be on the mission field and everything that I just take for granted. And I never want to forget that again. So going on a mission trip is definitely a life-changing experience. So you should definitely go if you've never gone before. And thank you.
And this little picture right here is we got to meet one of the girls that we sponsor through Kingdom Connections International. It's Mark and Robin's ministry, and you all have an opportunity to sponsor these kids, and we got to meet both the little girls that we sponsor, and that was really special. So if pray about that, because that's the way you can make an impact on some of these kids' lives. Here's Micah.
Hey, most of you know me already. My name is Micah. Everybody that told me that they've been before said that the mission trip was life-changing, and it was. And I recommend anybody or everybody go if they get a chance. I want to share a few things real quick, just some healings and stuff like that. I like what Audrey said, though. The power of love is sometimes more, not more important, but it is more important than some of the physical healings. But so I thought that was pretty awesome what she shared. One of the first things I was going to share was the first day we went to a school and did children activities and also ministered to the parents. And so some of the team went in to minister to the parents while the rest were doing some of the crafts and the storytelling. So after we went in there and shared some of our testimonies and everything, there was a prayer time, and a lady came up, and she had some pain right here. So we prayed for her, and the first time it kind of went away some, but there was still pain there. We prayed again, and she said it was, you know, much improved from what it was. So that was powerful to me, along with all the other things that God was doing. And it's just amazing to see how God can move beyond language barriers and that sort of thing. It's like the Spirit, you know, can work through all that stuff. I mean, sometimes I would just hug somebody and they would just burst out into tears. I'd burst out into tears and the Lord would minister, you know, and sometimes the translator may not be right by. So it's powerful to see how God can move even with the barriers that are there. So the second miracle that I would like to share is, and I'll let Justin share his part of it, but there was a grandmother of a family that we visited during the house-to-house ministry in the mountains and in Sukinai, and she said that her knees bothered her a lot and she couldn't see very well, and it really bothered her because she couldn't go see her friends. She wanted to go walking with her family, go see her friends, and so she was kind of restricted to her home. And so we prayed for her and prayed for her eyes and her knees, and she said her knees felt a lot better, so and her eyes as well. So that was a powerful testimony of healing there. And then another one was one of the translators, actually. We had one morning, I guess it was Sunday morning, the team split up. Half the team went to one church, half the team went to the other. So after the service of the church that I went to, we were praying for people and everything. And, you know, usually your focus is, you know, the people that are coming up for prayer in the congregation. The interpreters are the ones that are, you know, helping you to pray for people if you get a word or something like that. And after, kind of towards the end, I noticed that, well, actually, I was talking to the brother of the translator, and I said, "Your sister's got something on her neck." It was a patch. I said, "What is that for?" And he said, "Well, she's got pain in her neck. It's just some kind of, I don't know if it was like herbal or medical, but it was to relieve the pain." So I was like, okay. So I walked up to her. I said, "You know, can I pray for your neck?" She said, "Yeah." So I prayed for it. The pain went away partially. I prayed for it again. She said it felt a lot better. And I didn't think about it again until I think it was the next day. And we were at the base having a meal and everything. And so I noticed the patch was gone. I was like, okay. So I went and asked her. I said, "How's your neck doing?" She said, "The pain's completely gone." And she said the pain had been there for like a couple weeks or something like that. And she couldn't sleep. So I was just, we both praised the Lord, you know, gave him glory and everything. So that was really cool as well. And then one other thing I'd like to share, and I'll give the mic up, was before the trip, my son had actually been given a book about Psalm 91. And so I was like, I'm going to grab that, you know, something to read on the travel time and on the bus, plane. So God really had me meditating on that, you know, Psalm of Protection. And, you know, then we're going through all the stuff we're going through, you know, with the bus and the rock slides and mud. And then even on the way back, all the delays. But God's protection, just feeling God's protection over the team the whole time, way there and back and while we're there. So that really spoke to me. And then on Kayla's guitar case was written Psalm 91. So I was like, felt like God was speaking in that. So, but yeah, it was amazing to see how God moved and life-changing, and I didn't want to come home. yeah, it was a blessing. So, and the team was amazing. I you know, hopefully made lifetime friendships there, but they were just all great. Just all have a serving heart, loving heart. So, really blessed to be with every one of them. So thank you.
Hey, my name's Justin Ford. He's talking about little God winks. This boat right here, we were learning how to do an exercise to teach the children how to do a boat. And Micah, I didn't do my homework, so Micah was trying to teach me that morning before we went out to where the kids was. And we ended up folding it. It's the only paper we had available, and it says Kingdom Connection International. It's Mark and Robin's ministry, right? On the back was the time that I was supposed to tell the group about the boat. So I just, that was a little God wink there. So I got excited on the way down there when the rock slide happened, because like, I've done learned when stuff starts coming against you, you're right where God wants you, because it's trying to discourage you, trying to steal the blessing. And anyway, so we found out we got to do a 12-hour ride around, and the Lord says, well, Justin, y'all were praying for unity. How better way to get unity than 12 hours on a bus together? So that kind of got me encouraged, right? So then, man, it's such an amazing thing. Like, the fact that I touched ground on foreign soil just blew me away, because 3 years ago I had 8 felonies and stuff, and I never thought it was a possibility. I was at Restoration Ranch, and somebody come, and they read 1 John 1:35, and it was talking about after Jesus got baptized, John the Baptist says, lo, behold, here comes the Lamb of God. And that's when the disciples starts following Jesus, and he turns around and says, what do you seek from me? And I was at Restoration Ranch, and somebody had taught on that, and they told us to write down in our Bibles what we were seeking from the Lord. And I just want to read what I wrote. Deliver the gospel to all the world, do mission work in every nation, heal the sick, help and give hope to the hopeless. Youth ministry being used to witness and bring the youth to experience God. So I wrote that. So the first day we go, we minister to 100 children in Guatemala. And the Lord's like, hey, you remember when you wrote that in your Bible? Here you go. 3 years, that was like a wild throw into the air. I never thought it was possible. But like God showed me, that was a mustard seed of faith that got planted that day. You know what I mean? 3 years, he did more than what I could ever think or imagine. And I can't wait to see what he does from here on out. All he needs is our yes. This picture on the screen is some of the children. And you can just see in their heart, in their eyes, like, look at them. They're accepting Jesus. Like, you can look at them and tell there's no doubt they're accepting Jesus. Man, it's so amazing, like, watching people, like, the language barrier, it doesn't matter. Love never fails. Love speaks. God's love speaks. It breaks down walls. It breaks down barriers. Charlie and Chloe both, that first Sunday was at La Familiar Church. And, like, the Lord's had me praying for people for a while now, but, like, he wouldn't give me words. And then I look, and he highlighted them and highlighted people. And I'm like, hey, go pray for that person. And I watched Charlie and Chloe both, right as they walk up, it was the yoke. It broke that yoke on them that they were carrying, those burdens that they were carrying. They didn't even have to say nothing. You don't even have to say nothing. Just let God use you. Just be a willing vessel. And they just broke, and that was amazing. That was so encouraging the first Sunday there. But, man, beyond one day we was up on top of the roof. We just got back. We were all tired, and there was a little church across the way. And, man, you know, it's the same spirit, right? You know the spirit. And we heard music. It's like, man, that's worship music. There's the spirit. And I'm like, I'm going over there. Michael's like, well, I might go. I was like, no, I'm going. So anyway, I went over there, and I learned just enough. Me llamo Justin. Jesus te llamo. We said Jesus te llamo to everybody in Guatemala. We were hanging out every window of the bus saying it. Of course, there's a lot of people named Jesus, so they don't really understand what you're talking about. So Jack and Chloe come up with Dios, which is God. God loves you. And they received that a little better, because Jesus, sometimes they'd look at us a little funny. But, man, I just love this bunch. We grew so much together. That unity, those bus rides, those plane getting stuck over, like, we got a bond now for life, you know what I mean? It's the same spirit in all of us. Really encouraging. But I went to that church that night, man, and a guy came up to me, and he asked me what my name was, where I was from. And anyway, I was trying to say it, and our language barrier, I didn't have an interpreter. Evidently, my accent's pretty rough for interpreters. When they would be interpreting for me, sometimes they would look at me. But you know what? God is so good because, like, they were, like, checking me. Like, when I would say stuff, they wouldn't believe it. So, like, Gabby, the one that does it for Mark and them all the time, she's like, where's that scripture at? It's like, okay, I carried her to the scripture. So me and her got to talking about scriptures. It's the Lord uses that. He uses everything for the glory in the kingdom, right? But anyway, I go over there, I show him my ID, and then after worship, I heard my name, and I look up, and here come everybody in that church and gave me a hug, man, and I don't know what, it was just God, you know what I mean? Every one of those people was giving me a hug from God, you know, him letting me know that he sees that he's proud of everything, and he loves me, and it just really touched me, and I was so glad I went over there. We went to the village for the first time. I think it was Ludapito or something like that. I'm not real sure. The names all run together, and I'm not as bad as they are with my accent. I'm bad with theirs. So, but it was the first time they did ministry there. That's where those kids was from. Here's the picture up there, the slide of it. And actually, the Lord gave me a word of knowledge for somebody, and they got healed, even though I couldn't go minister to them. Mark. But, you know, the Lord, his will's going to be done. Mark didn't even know. I gave him the word. He shared the word. And then, he found the woman over there in the lobby, and she got healed, her shoulder. But there was 8 women that come forward that day to get saved. And I thought it was pretty cool because the team was, going to share a scripture apiece. And, I'm sitting there, and I'm, asking the Lord, what scripture you want me to share? What do you want me to share? That's the way I'll do him. But he knows that. But anyway, Lexi got up, and she shared, it was out of Luke, but it was Isaiah, where he talks about the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel, to heal the sick. And that was the scripture. That was one of the scriptures I was thinking on, and I was like, okay, Lord, there's that one. And then Elizabeth got up, and she said, God is close to the brokenhearted, close to the broken and contrite hearted. So that was another scripture. And then Andrew gets up, and he shares Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's the one I'd been practicing on for 2 months because I thought if I was going to get somebody saved, that was the scripture I needed, right? Jesus es el camino, la verdad y la vida. The Lord's had me at Facebook for 2 months preparing on, there's 800 Spanish people there, and I just go up and I practice my Spanish on them. So he was preparing me for this season. I think we passed. I don't know. He's with me, so surely we passed. But anyway, those 8 women come forward, and they got saved, and it was so amazing. They were holding their babies. And, people can fake stuff or do whatever, but the babies would be crying, and they was up there, and the mom was up there to get saved, accepting Jesus into their heart. And these babies had this look on their face, and all of a sudden they just got as calm as they could be. And the babies knew what the moment was, and they were just weeping without a sound. They were in the presence of the Lord, and they knew, their spirit knew what was going on with their mothers at that time. And I thought that was so sweet, man. That was just, so encouraging. But anyway, so then we went out to do the house-to-house ministry. And because of the whole thing with the Bible and the ministry, I felt like the Lord was go around and ask people what they're expecting to see today. Put an expectation out there. And I remember Audrey said, see somebody get healed. I remember Kayla said, see somebody get delivered. And I thought, man, Lord, I'm going to be specific. You know what I mean? I'm going to really ask. I was like, Lord, I want to see blind eyes open. I want to see tumors fall off. And I want to see a whole family saved. It's kind of throwing the ball out there again. I kind of, said it in faith. We get to about the third house. This old woman comes out, and she's like, I want y'all to pray for my vision. Micah looks at me and goes, well, there's your blind eyes. I thought, man, it is. I felt my faith rise. I felt the whole team faith rise, And so, we prayed for her, and she had bad knees, too. And she said she wanted her vision and her knees so she could go back and forth and get the water and go see her family and do the things she needed to do to take care of her family. There are people that love each other and love their family. Their family's first, and I love that about the Guatemalan people. But anyway, so we prayed for her. Anyway, you could tell her eyes was really cloudy, and then they cleared up and stuff. And so I looked at her, and I was like, how many fingers am I holding up? And she looks at me, and she holds up as many as I'm holding up, and she goes,
what was it?
Cinco. I thought, Cinco, that's 5. I'm holding up 4. But she was holding up 4 fingers. So I thought, well, praise God. And she's like, and then Micah's like, how's your knees feel? She's like, they feel good. And she starts walking around. She's like, y'all want me to cook something to eat? Because we just gave them some beans and rice. And she's getting ready to go fix this dinner. She felt like $1 million. They said don't eat the food or drink the water. But I don't know about y'all, but I was ready to go back there and eat and fellowship with her because I knew God was in it. You know what I mean? But that was pretty amazing. I ain't going to share the other. I'll let somebody else share that one. But yeah, it was just an amazing trip. I just look forward to what God does in and through all of us. All he needs is our yes. And I told you what he's done for me in 3 years. I can't imagine what 3 more years would be like with a yes.
First of all, just say I'm thankful for the opportunity to go again this year. I had the opportunity to go last year and thank all of you that were praying for us the whole trip for safety. And it was kind of faith building to me to go last year and again this year and just see God's faithfulness, how he just moved in again and just did so many miracles and, you know, just faithfulness of his work in our lives and all the lives there that we're around. And on Sunday morning, I just had a couple of stories. On Sunday morning, the group I went with was Miss Robbins' group. We went to a church, and she ministered. And I guess that morning it just kind of broke me and where I recognized how much I needed to be there. But she talked about how our identity isn't in what we do, but how it's in the Lord. And she spoke about freedom and how described that as like pulling back layers of an onion and how every Christian can use more freedom. And during the altar call, so many people responded. And there was one lady that we don't always hear the end results, but I'm pretty sure she got healed as team members were praying for her. And so then that evening, we had the opportunity to go to the dump. I had heard about the dump, but I'd never been there. But you can see on the screen, it's a little hard to talk about, but actually families with their children live there. And I know once we leave, they're still there at the dump. But as you can see, we had the opportunity to give them out supplies and to play with the children and just give them that hope and joy for that evening. And, you know, I think about how we hear people talk about the hands and feet of Jesus. And to me, that it just felt like our team as a whole maybe was the hands and feet of Jesus to those people during those moments. And I'm just so thankful for the trip and thankful for all of you, your love and prayers and support.
Hey, I'm Casey, Kayla's husband. If my voice is breaking up, it's because I'm nervous. I'm going to tell something that happened to me. I saw a lot of really amazing stuff, but I had something really amazing happen to me. And if I start crying, well, when I start crying, just bear with me. So Kayla last year come back from Guatemala, and she talked about this water thing they do and told me the situation about how far the water is and how far they have to carry it and all this. And I'm thinking, well, there's got to be an easier way, right? You can put a pump. Now they can't afford gas. Anyway, I come up with all these bright ideas, and I get there, and I talk to people, and you can't do nothing. You have to tote the water. And when we got there to get our jugs, that's when it really hit home to me that there's nothing we can do except tote the water. And I really felt like God put it on my heart to carry two. So I asked for two, and they laughed at me, and that's fine. Not in a mean way, but they're like, ha-ha, you can't do it. And I said, well, I probably can't. I'll probably fail, but I'll carry it as far as I can. God's telling me to tote this jug, or these two jugs. So finally, I convinced them, and I got my two jugs. And we go, and we get down there, and I feel them. And on the way down, I'm thinking, man, I would throw this one off a cliff. Nobody would know. So I get down there, and I fill them up. I get the jugs under my arm, and I take off up the hill. I get about three-quarters of the way up the hill. Chloe's with me. I can't go anymore, y'all. Like, I failed right at the beginning of this thing. Like, what am I going to do? So I got that dehydrated feeling, and my whole body's just done. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel sick. And I just laid down on my back, put my hat over my eyes, and I think Chloe was over there. I think she was talking. I don't know. I was just kind of in another world. Well, I just started praying, asking the Holy Spirit to help me get through this, whatever that looked like. Just help me get off this mountain. If I got two jugs with me, I'm good. Or if I don't, just get me off the mountain. So after a few minutes, I just started feeling good. I felt better. I got up, and I was like, wow, man, I can go a little further. So I grabbed the two jugs, and I take off up the mountain. After so long, I started hurting in my wrist. Man, this ain't going to work. So I set the jugs down. And during this time, I got people around me, too, that are supporting me. So I set these jugs down, and I'm like, well, you know, I prayed for my body last time, and it worked. So I'm just going to pray for my wrist. So I did. I might have cried a little during this. I prayed for my wrist, and that was pretty much it. That was a very specific prayer. Fix my wrist. I got to get these jugs moved. So after a few minutes, I'm good. My wrist feels fine, so I pick the jugs up and I take off. Well, a little ways into it, the forearms, they start going. So here's what happened. I'll sum it up. I prayed all the way up my body, okay? I had to stop and pray for this, 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 and this. And finally, after I prayed for my shoulders, which was the last stop I made, we were going to her house, or we were almost to her house, and my whole, everything up here was pretty much numb, which is good because it didn't hurt. But I really couldn't feel. I don't know if I was squeezing. I don't know. It was weird. And when I got down to her barrels and I poured the water in, as I poured the water in her barrel, it just went away. Everything was great. Everything felt good. Amen. So anyway, I got the barrels poured the jugs poured in the barrel. I set the jugs down. I don't know what I was supposed to do with them. I just set them down and took off. I went back up the hill. I didn't talk to nobody. Well, I wasn't being rude. I was just in a zone. I was in a different mind zone. So I got to the top of the hill, and I just took off walking, and I just started praising God. And I don't know how far I walked, but her little legs caught up with me. And she came up and was loving on me, and that was one of the biggest moments spiritually I've ever. It was the biggest moment I've ever had spiritually. And I'll tell you this: Do I look strong? I couldn't have done it without some help. Amen.
My name's Jack. And that was my first mission trip to Guatemala. And the trip and the travel there was terrible. It was awful. But it was a good bonding moment, I guess. And one of the last days when we were doing door-to-door knocking and stuff, we knocked on this one home, and this man said he was having a lot of pains in his leg. And he couldn't do a whole lot of stuff on it, including work and providing for his family. Well, we prayed for it, and we asked him to, like, kind of jump on it, and the pain went away. And I've never seen something like that, so I was kind of blown away. I was like, wow, well, that was pretty crazy. Nothing too much. Well, the next house we knock on was this lady's house right here. I don't remember her name, but she had really bad back pain, really bad. She couldn't bend over past here. Well, Mark asked me to pray for her, and I was a little nervous, but I did. And I prayed for her for about 30 seconds, and said, I asked Mark, ask her if her pain's gone. And she bent like this, and about started crying. It was hurting her so bad. So Mark was like, well, keep praying. And I was like, okay. So I prayed for about 30 more seconds, and then said, amen. I said, all right, and I asked her again. And she bent all the way over and touched her toes. And then bent back, was doing all kinds of stuff. She about started crying because she was laughing so hard. And yeah, that was pretty amazing to see. But that's all I have. Thank you.
Whew. Well, I don't know how to follow all that. I feel kind of lightheaded, actually. Just listening to all there, just like the presence of God is so strong up here. Just I'm just watching my own prayers happening, not just in Guatemala, but my family. So for every one of you that has prayed for us, thank you. And this is just a testimony that we're up here all together talking about what God has done on this trip and for us personally. So as Casey was carrying the water on this trip, I all I could do was walk behind him and praise the Lord and cry and cry and cry. And when we got about halfway through and we had to turn and take it to the lady's house, we got about halfway up that little road and Jack came up to me and said, "Mom, I want to carry your water." And I don't know, it was just like watching my son model this faith and this desire to do more and just to step up. It just, I don't know, there were so many things that the Lord was speaking to me while this was happening, and just about the things that I've been petitioning him for, just how much greater they were and how they were dominoing into my children, just watching that influence him, it was incredible. And so that was a huge moment for all of us. And then I just from there, just my own personal encounters, Justin had been really awesome to encourage us to, like, set an expectation of the Lord. You know, like, what do you want to see? And I just thought that was awesome. And so we went around and we were saying what we all wanted to see. And I had noticed as I had been placed in different places, I was having these opportunities to pray for lots of kids. It seemed like everywhere I went, even if I was supposed to end up praying for adults, I would have, like, kids. And at the clothes giveaway, the kids would go recruit other kids. And as they came up, what the Holy Spirit was having me to do was to break generational things off of them. That was all I was hearing. It was like, break off generational poverty, break off generational addiction, break off generational sickness. And I would just be praying. And I've had this happen to me before, but it was like an awareness that, you know, where these things have been coming down these family lines for all these generations, and these kids were young and they weren't engaging in sin, but they were being oppressed by things that had come down these generational lines, and the Lord was just like, just freeing them. And you could see, like Justin said, there was a lady that I was praying for, and as I was praying to break things off of her, her son starts weeping, and he was about a year and a half old, just like he said, just calm and somber, and like he was receiving the same thing she was receiving, and I could feel that. You could feel it. And so the last day when we went door knocking, I asked the Lord, I was like, I want to see a radical deliverance. I want to like know that it's, that this person's gotten free, you know. So I don't know if you've ever gotten like this thing in your head of what it's going to look like. You know, I guess for some reason I thought it would be an adult. I don't know why. That's just what I had in my head. And so we went to this little hut and we're talking to the ladies and the people and they bring out this baby. And he's maybe 6 or 8 months old and I'm just sitting there. Like Andrew said, they want you to sit down. And so I was sitting on the bench with this lady. And they set him in my arms. I held my arms out and said, "Can I hold him?" And she's handed him to me, and he starts spontaneously sneezing over and over and over and over and over. And at first, I was like, "What is going on?" And the Holy Spirit said, "This is the spirit of death. I want you to pray against the spirit of death." And so I just went straight into praying and was praying over him. And he finally like blew this big something up his nose, and then he stopped sneezing. And I was like, "Casey, get me a wipe." And then after that happened, his eyes start crossing, his face was contorting, and this is an infant. You know, like I had it in my head that I was going to be ministering to like an adult, but this is happening in this baby. And I was like, "Casey, are you seeing this?" Like, because I'm holding him out like this, because he's a pretty big infant. And I was like, "Casey, put your hand on his chest," because I just felt like there was something about protection that in that moment the Lord was asking Casey to cover and to release. And so he puts his hand on his chest, and I'm just praying in the spirit, and his face relaxes finally, and he got quiet. And I was like, "Whew, okay." And then all of a sudden he starts
crying. And it was like a whole, like a third thing. And I was like, the Lord was like, get Case and ask him what he's hearing. And so I called Case over and I said, I'm not hearing anything else. And the Lord told me to get you. And he said, I'm hearing his ears, like he struggles with ear sickness. And so I started praying against the spirit of infirmity over his ears, and he immediately stops crying. And after that, it was like, it was done, and I held him a few more seconds, and I handed him back, and he was fine. And it was just, I don't know, so different than what I expected, but it encouraged me to be intentional when I'm praying for, you know, I think sometimes we think when we're ministering, we don't think about that kind of ministry in that kind of ages, because we don't think of them as engaging in things that would put them susceptible to different things. But, you know, generationally, the Lord was really leading me just to break things off of them that maybe they just kind of came down to them. And so it really opened my eyes to be more intentional with that. That was really exciting. So that was one of my big moments, and we loved the trip. We all didn't want to come home, and we were ready to go back. So thank you, guys.
Hello, everybody. My name is Caroline. I had the wonderful opportunity to go with this group, with Grace House. And I was praying about what to say and what to share. And I'm way more comfortable with praying, my eyes closed, head down. But God told me, I want you to be face-to-face. And that was the nature of the trip, being face-to-face with people and looking at them in their pain. The first day we went to Jalapa, and we were surrounded by kids, and I'll get to that, not there yet, but kids and women, and me and Kayla and a few others, we were ministering to some women, and I was standing in front of them, and I just felt in the room a heaviness in the heart, and God just pressing, showing me their hearts, and it was just a burning, it was overwhelming, and I just cried, you know, and had the opportunity to pray over some women, and tears just streamed down their face. But the thing is with that, they were receiving healing, but I was receiving healing at the same time, because that's how God works. He's so good. He's faithful when we're faithless. And that night, we had a rooftop at the hotel. I was sitting up there with my boyfriend, and we were talking and just thinking about the things that happened that day, and I just started weeping for an hour. I could not control it. I just felt the Lord's love for his people, and that's what the biggest takeaway for me is, how much he loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. He doesn't look away from us when we're hurting, when we're grieving. He rejoices with us, and I felt him in that, and he says, I rejoice with you, I suffer with you, and that's a great honor. You know, it's only for a moment. He let me feel something so deeply, but yeah. In this picture, this is a woman who, she was, I think, the mother of the town. Everyone loved her. She's very funny and spunky, and she owned this store, and her body was hurting, so her knees and every, her hands and all that, and we got to pray for her, and she felt complete relief, and she, like, jumped up and down, and it was just beautiful. It was so beautiful, and it was an honor to be with all of these people and get to know them and share in many stories. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for all y'all for listening. Thank you.
Okay, I'm Carly. I've been going here for 2 years now. And I was called to missions when I was 12 years old. And this is my first ever mission trip. And can I just tell you, God is so good. He has used me in ways I never knew I could be used. And he's just really worked in my life on this trip. So I wrote down some stuff so I wouldn't get off track. But I'm going to read them to you. So this mission trip was so much more than I ever imagined. I saw God move in powerful ways, felt his presence like never before, and left pieces of my heart with the people I will never forget. I want to thank Mark and Robin and all of y'all for y'all's prayers and them just opening up to us for us to come and serve and just show God's love to the people of Guatemala. It was really amazing. So God taught me so much this week. But the biggest thing he showed me was to step out in faith. So Mark really was pushing me. You know, he has this thing with the rubber band. And he's like, you got to stretch all the way. God wants to stretch you all the way to your potential. And I was like half stretching it. I was like, no, I'll just go a little bit. Well, this trip, it really, I almost broke the rubber band, really. But anyway, so also to pray boldly and to believe fully. So one moment that I'll never forget is when we were doing the door-to-door ministry, and it was the last day that we were serving the community and praying for people, and we went up to this house. It was in a little hole, and you could just hear this little girl crying and weeping, and just you knew she was in pain before you even got there. And so we went up to her. That's her in the picture, if y'all can see that. And we talked to the mother, and she said that she had a growth on the side of her face. It was the size of a golf ball, and we were looking at it. We unbandaged her. She had all these wraps on her. They put aloe vera, like the plant, on her to cool it down maybe. And they'd been to doctors, and no one knew what it was, and they had no cure for it. So this is me stepping into faith, but I was like, I'm going to pray for this girl. And Justin and Mark and Lexi had words for me at the beginning of the day during worship and everything that today's going to be a great day for me and God's going to show me what he wants me to do and just, I mean, blossom in my life. So I started praying for her, and I got this feeling, tingly feeling. I was like, wow, you can really feel God here. I was like, this is crazy. My hands started shaking. I was like, okay, I got to focus. I'm praying for this little girl. So she was still crying, just tears, and she was in a lot of pain. And I put my hand on her, the growth. And so everybody was praying over her. But I got this feeling from my toes, and it moved up my body. It kept on going. And where I was touching the growth at, it came out, and then the feeling went away, and she stopped crying. And the mom, like, looked up, and she was like, because she's been hearing this crying for a long time. She had the growth when she was one, and now she's three. So it's been there, and there's no cure. But when I moved my hand, the growth was gone. It disappeared. So that just really stretched my faith. And, like, if you trust God, he can do anything. And I just, that was crazy to me, that we got to experience a miracle on this trip with our own eyes. And it was very touching that God used me to do it through my hands because, I mean, it's crazy. Like, he talked to me when I was 12 and told me I was going to be a missionary. And now I'm in Guatemala serving the people, and he just shown me what he's going to do through me and what is possible through him. So that was just amazing, and that was the highlight of the trip for me, is just seeing a growth that was visible and there be gone and flat. In that picture you can see it's just totally flat. So we were all in shock. We were looking at each other like, wow, look at that. That is amazing. So the mom, and then she kept bringing her kids and bringing everybody, and everybody was just lining up. I was like, okay, we're about to start praying. So this other lady, I'm a quick, but she was pregnant, and she was 18 years old, and she was just crying, and she was in discomfort, and I just really felt for her. My heart was for her, and so she said that she had coldness, like ice in her stomach, and I was like, okay, Lord, you got to do something here. We just witnessed a miracle now. What's going to happen next? We're all waiting, and so I placed both my hands on her stomach. And I just started praying, like, Lord, there's no sickness in heaven. this is your baby. You're going to heal it. You're going to fix her. And my hands heated up her stomach. She had no discomfort. Her stomach was warm, and she was so happy. And all we could do, I was like, okay, I got to start crying. I was like, I can't hold it in anymore. So I just started crying, and we were crying together and just hugging each other. And it was a beautiful day just to experience that with the team, too. Like, for everybody just to see what God can do was very encouraging. But the trip wasn't just about the places we went or the people we helped. It was also about the incredible friendships we formed. And we're all family now. We have that bond that can never be replaced. So the laughs, the tears, and the deep conversation we shared, prayers, I will cherish these memories forever. Each one is a blessing, and I'm so thankful to have walked through this experience with them. I will never forget this week. My heart is full, my faith is stronger, and I know I will never be the same. Thank you, Jesus, for using me, and the glory is all yours. Thank y'all.
Yeah, let's give another hand clap for this team. It was a really awesome group. It was the first time that I've been to Guatemala. I know it was some of our first trips. Some have been several times to different places. And we joked around about the bus rides and things. But God really gave us a special grace because some of those things that seemed like they should have been really hard, it really wasn't hard at all. And it just, next thing you know, we were there and it was easy and we were shifting into the next thing that we were doing. And so when God calls you to do something, he gives you the grace for it. He definitely gave us a special grace for those hard things. And just once again, I encourage and invite any of you to pray about going on one of these trips. It's a really awesome time. We mentioned Mark and the rubber band thing. Mark is really good about, he gets the whole team and he stretches us. He doesn't push you, but he said, you know, talking about the Holy Spirit being your comforter, and he says, if you're comfortable, you don't need the comforter. So he said, let's get uncomfortable and rely on the Holy Spirit. And it was just a great time. And, you know, the Word says that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he's also the same here in Alabama as he was in Jalapa. So I think I'm going to go ahead and dismiss you here in just a second. Jay's going to turn on some music, and I'm going to invite the team to come down if y'all want to go ahead and make your way down, because you may have heard one of these testimonies, and you're wishing that you could get some healing in your body or whatever it was. We prayed for all different kinds of things and saw God do some awesome stuff. So if you're feeling the unction of the Holy Spirit to come up and get some prayer, come on down, and I'll just pray now, and then y'all are all free to go. But God, I thank you for the chance to go on this trip to Guatemala. I thank you for this special team that you put together, and I thank you for Grace House sending us. And most of all, we thank you for the way you love us and your Holy Spirit and the way that you guide us on trips and just through everyday, day-to-day things. And God, we just give you all the honor and the glory. I thank you for all the amazing things you did while we were there. We pray for each person that we saw and got to lay hands on, I ask that you continue to do healing works in their bodies. I pray for the people that we shared your love with, that your Holy Spirit would just continue to pull on their heartstrings and that they would seek you more and more. Jesus, in your name, amen. So y'all come on down if you'd like to get some prayer tonight. We